Here's a story, or perhaps it should be two, about the huge standing stone that is known as Bedd Morris. The Grave of Morris. Bedd Morris is the name of the huge standing stone on the old road between the Gwine Valley and Newport. Its name means the Grave of Morris. But who was Morris? Was he a luckless lover or a vile villain? Many years ago, according to one of the stories, a young man called Morris lived in the town of Newport. He was madly in love with a fair maiden from Pontvaan, a small settlement nestled in the heart of the lovely Gwine Valley. In between these two young people was the wild and craggy upland of Carningly Common. Sadly, the young maiden's father did not approve of the love between Morris and his daughter. Morris, he thought, was far beneath what his daughter deserved. So instead, he arranged what he believed to be a more suitable marriage for her. His daughter, however, was not willing to quietly accept her father's wish. She begged and begged him to change his mind. Each time she begged him, he refused. And this led to the young people secretly deciding to sort things out for themselves. Morris challenged the other suitor to a duel at the highest point on the rocky road over Carningly Common. There they met and fought to the death. So that's how Morris lost his battle. And according to this particular story, the stone Bedd Morris marks his battleground. Shortly after his death, the story tells us as well, the fair maiden who loved him also died of a broken heart. But is that what really happened? Or does the stone Bedd Morris mark the grave of a fearsome highway robber? Another legend has it that on this remote upland track there once lived a rascal whose name was Morris. He lived in a cave with his best and only friend, a small white dog. Terrorizing the entire area, he struck fear into the hearts of all that passed over the mountain. After many years of putting up with his blatant highway robbery, finally the locals had had enough. They ganged up together, they formed themselves into a huge armed group, and they snuck up to the cave where Morris lived. There they attacked both him and his dog, and after dragging him out to the side of the road, they hanged him and left this large stone marker, Bedd Morris, as a reminder to all that highway robbery does not pay.